us Noach. Noach is Tzadik Tamim. So when we come across Noach in the beginning of the Parsha, he's called a Tzadik Tamim. And yet, before he goes into the ark, when God addresses him, he just is called a Tzadik. This is a famous answer of Rashi that Miksa based on the Gemara, Miksa Shivcho Shaladim. That when you're talking to someone in front of them, you downplay the praise. It's only Tzadik, but when you're talking about him to someone else or in general, so then you can throw Tzadik coming. However, there's another approach of the Gedolei Achronim, whatever the Meshach Chachma, others explain as follows. Based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara talks about what's the difference between a Tzadik and a Tamim. So a Tzadik is referring to mitzvahs ben adam lamakom, while Tamim is referring to mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro. So first he's working on their commandments between man and God. So then that's a Tzadik, and Tamim is a focus on the ben adam l'chaveiro. So we went from a Tzadik to a Tzadik Tamim. So what does it mean exactly? So the question is, why did God have to take a year? So basically, they're in the favor for a year. The Yud Zayin Cheshvan to Chav Zayin Cheshvan, basically, it's still a year. Why couldn't, if God wanted to destroy the world because of the Hamas, the Gzela, so why did he just so let it destroy the world for an hour, a day, a week, Shiva? But why do we need a whole year? Like, what's the purpose? So the purpose is just that, I guess, there's a punishment in these rebuilds. We could have done it. They die, and then he rebuilt it. However, we know that Olam Bechesed Yibaneh, that when we built, God built the world, he wanted to be built on the foundation of Chesed. And therefore, apparently, when Noach went into the famous Zohar, the difference between Abraham and Noah. That Noah basically focused more, he didn't seem, on his Madrega, he didn't seem to care about others like Abraham. Abraham, Sodom and Amorah. He went ahead, he prayed for them, he went out and did things. Noah just saved his own family. So the Zohar finds the Titan on his level, that he wasn't as caring as Avram, he was lacking in the Ben Adam El Chavero aspect. So in order for Noah to work on his Midos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a big challenge. He said, okay, you're going to be stuck on the ark with these wild animals, different animals, they're going to bite you, you have to be up all night, and you work on taking care of others. The focus has to be on others. And therefore, he had to have Noah focus on others for the next year, and then he was ready to Olam Bechesed Yibaneh. So therefore, that explains the Tzadik. Originally, he wasn't Tzadik, but that was between him and God. Emunah, even though it was Makante Emunah, but as the Kedusha Levi writes, Makante Emunah, he didn't believe in himself. That was the problem. He lacked confidence, as we'll get to. But he had his Tzadik, it was with other Wabakom, and then he moved to the other Bukhadeo. So that's why he needed a whole year to go ahead and go on the Chesed. But that's how the Meshach Chachma says to the Dorata. It's generation. It should have said generation. So the answer is, at first he was only a Tzadik, pre-Mabel. But after the Mabel, he was a Tzadik coming. He lived in two different generations. And not to have the wrong impression of Noah, even though the Zohar says he didn't care about us, something doesn't mean it that way, in a negative fashion. And we know there are different types of avodah. At certain times, there's a turning inward, and other times, there's a turning outward. And in other words, the Aron was the time we had to work on himself. That we know different times in life, you have a challenge, like, the Medrash Tanhuma says, Lech Lecha. And the Medrash Tanhuma says, when you're saying Kriya Shema, the Pasuk Echad, you stand still. And when you get to the Ahavta, then you can stop moving. So, Avram wasn't saying Kriya Shema. So, Rav Nissen Alpert explains that everyone has different stages in life. When you're working on yourself, and then when you if you work on yourself and you're not that strong and you go out, you're going to be influenced and you won't be able to influence others. In fact, that will influence you. However, when you're strong enough, you can go out and influence others. So that's what the Medrash is telling Avram. Why didn't God wait? He didn't call Avram at 25 to do his job. Why? What was happening to everyone else? Apparently, he wasn't ready. So when you're working on your Kabbalah Olmachus Shamayim, you're working on your basics, your Emuna, your own Shemira Samitzis, then you need a much more of a bigger focus. Of course, you know, you can always give mites or give like 10% of your time, but the focus should be on working on yourself to become stronger. And then, once you reach the level of Avas Hashem, then you can go out. So, as Rav Huttner explained, first we needed, before you get to an Avram, you needed a Noach first. Noach, it's not that he didn't care, he realized that his influences were too strong. He wouldn't be able to fight off even keep his own family, maybe even himself. He was a tzaddik, so himself. But he wanted other people around. So therefore, first you work on yourself. That's the ark. You put walls around society. In contrast, Avram was like the Mishkan Mahalach. You go out and you shed light on everyone else. You go out, you show your actions, your influence. And that's why the Tzav Sofer writes, Noah was no PK, was no one's fool. He was a big PK. He realized it wasn't time yet. And as well, as we see, it's much harder, or I should say, either way, it's much harder to be a positive influence on someone. And it's a lot easier to be a negative influence. Like the famous story, I think it was about Tanya, one of his talmidim, or somebody asked him, he wants to go out in the world or do something, and the Rebbe said, no, you're not ready yet. It's too bad. Don't do that. It's too bad of an influence. He said, I'm not worried about influences. I spent my whole life with you. You didn't have any influence on me. You know, he was giving a little trap. So the Rebbe said, no. You're right. But that doesn't mean anything. He says, because he quoted a halacha. The halacha is when it comes to Batar Karchim versus Batar Chulin, if Batar Chulin touches Batar Karchim, it doesn't become Kodesh. So mere casual contact does not make someone a Kodesh. However, if we're talking about something which is Tamei, and something Tar touches it, then the whole thing becomes Tamei. When it comes to negative influences, it happens right away. And that's why Noah was concerned that he wasn't strong enough to really, it's not that the Zohar was actually trashing Avram, it's describing it. So on one hand we have, at first, he was only a tzaddik and Olam HaChesed Yivaneh. He needed to keep a year there to keep him working on himself because the Zohar says he was lacking a bit of a chaver. He spent the whole year in this art taking care of people. And so that's why it's Bedil Rosav. And as well, it doesn't really mean that he was so bad. It just means you need a Noah before Avram. You need an Aaron, an Ark, before you have a Mishkan. You work on yourself before you work on others. So that's the Pshat. That's why as well they say Noah is the Shiloh Zohar Tachas Teva. Where do you get your inspiration from? Do you get it from the Ark, from the Beit HaMedrash, or do you get it from the Mishkan? That's one opinion is it came to light from outside. Another opinion says, no, it was a window light, assuming the Mazalot worked. And these are the two opinions in the Yerushalmi. And the other opinion says it was a jewel that was coming from inside. So that's it. So that's in the Kuda, and as we see, at first you need a Noah, and then you need a Abraham.